Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and on today's program, I'm continuing my chat with the ladies of the Perry Public Library. Today, I'm talking with Children's Librarian Suzanne Kestel. Suzanne, thank you for joining me. What do you have coming up here in September?
Well, we're gearing up for the fall story times. So we go on Tuesdays for the 18 months to 3-year-olds. On Wednesdays, we have the Fours, Fives, and Families. And on Thursday, it's those little bitties, Wee Wonders, from birth through 18 months. And actually, if someone is expecting and they're in their last tri-quarter, they would be welcome to come also. In the Wee Wonders, we actually give a free board book. Most of them are board books. Once in a while, I can't get them in that format. But we like to give a book so that they can start their personal library at home for that child. So these three events are all going to be at 10:15, and we're going to start the week of September 11th. So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, depending on the child's age that week. The title is I Dig Adventure at the Library. So I thought, okay, we're just going to kind of go with different topics that kids really do dig, you know. So we're going to do dinosaurs. We're going to do gardening. We're going to talk about animals. Who doesn't love animals? You know, kids just love them. And we're also going to talk about hidden treasure because we are digging. So each week, instead of putting a sticker on for attendance, they will get to go into the treasure chest and pick out something for attendance. So that's a little different than we usually do. But this will be a 10-week unit, and they're welcome to come in, sign up, or they can call me. They can email me, whichever they want to do. And we just love to have the kids and their caregiver or adult with them.
All right. Now, Mary was telling me that recently the library got a whole bunch of chairs, and those chairs came in rather large boxes. And there was talk of utilizing these boxes for part of this program. Is that still going to happen?
How this work gets out is beyond me. Yes, we got 20 plus boxes, and these are good sized boxes because four chairs were in one. So we're going to make a box maze. I have never made one before, and Mary has, so she's going to talk me through it. And so, yes, it will be in the large meeting room, and people are just welcome to come in and go through the maze. And adults, if you can get down on your knees and crawl through, you're welcome to too. They're a good sized box, but yes, it's mainly for the children, and hopefully we'll get that out next week.
That sounds like fun. Unfortunately, I'm about 6'3" with bad knees and bad ankles, so I probably will not be taking part in that.
We don't want you stuck in the middle of one.
Nor do I. All right, so you have another program coming up that has to do with early literacy skills. What can you tell me about this program?
Well, this isn't actually a separate program. It's what I include in the story times, and I don't always tell the parent because I just kind of include them. But sometimes I'll say the reason I'm doing this is because, and there are 6 early literacy skills, and one of them is narrative skills. And before we've had on our 4s and 5s, we've done a show and tell. So that just gets the children used to getting up in front of people because we're not all comfortable like you speaking, you know, in front of people. So, and then also vocabulary, which that increases so quickly with children. And if parents get those simple nonfiction books, you get vocabulary that you might not necessarily just speak every day. And that's good to increase their vocabulary. We have easy nonfiction books. Print motivation, that is just enjoying reading with your child, getting them comfortable and used to that book. ABC letter knowledge. I have these big magnetic letters, and then the kids get these little, they're about an inch letters, and if they're real small, then I tell the parent to put 2 letters in their hand and have them match which one I have up on the board, and we spell out words. So it's just to get them used to, oh yeah, these letters actually make a word, and then these words I can read on a, you know, as progressive, I can read them on a page. So we do the letter knowledge. Phonological awareness is just playing with words. Like a word starts with P. What would be another word that starts with P? You know, that kind of thing. Or, What rhymes with the word gate, Joe? What can you think of a word that would rhyme with the word gate?
Late.
Good job. Yes. So it's that kind of thing. It's playing with those parts of a word so that they can start to hear that and realize, oh yeah, gate and late, they have the same, you know, sound. They have the same letters in it. So that's that skill. And then print awareness, that's just knowing that, yes, our books start from the beginning to the end, they go from left to right, and we read from top to bottom, you know, because some children will, especially at first, they'll, besides gnawing on it, they, you know, look at it backwards. And so it's just that progressive knowledge of knowing what a book is, knowing the letters, that kind of thing. So we include those things in our story times.
All right. And of course, unless you're reading manga, then it goes the other direction. So
yes, that's confusing, but we won't talk about that because I don't go up that high in age.
All right. Now, one other program that you got coming up is Autumn Leaves. Now,
yes.
What can you tell me about this?
I usually try to do a program in October, November, December for families in the evening. So if both parents do work, they can still come to the library and be involved. And so we're going to be doing one just talking about the autumn leaves. And the prime peakness of leaves in Iowa, especially the northern third, is October 10th. And that just happens to be the day that we're going to be doing our autumn leaf event. So it'll be Tuesday, October 10th at 6:30. We'll be doing a nature walk, kind of looking for leaves, kind of figuring out what the different kinds are. And then, have you ever done a leaf rubbing before? You put the leaf behind the paper and rub it with crayon. So we'll be doing that. And then we'll have a sticker scene that the kids will get to do and have a snack, that important snack at the end of the day. So all families are welcome to come to that. It's kind of geared towards those 4 to 8 year olds, but we have younger, we have older ones come with their families, and that's fine. But everybody is welcome to come to that. It's October 10th at 6:30.
All right. Well, Suzanne Kessel, anything else that you wanted to let people know about the kids reading?
I don't think so, but I appreciate you letting us come and talk.
Well, it's my pleasure. Well, if there's nothing else, I thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Suzanne Kestel. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.